بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي الحمد لله respected علماء الكرام beloved brothers and elders all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone who has made us with iman and made us in the ummah of his most beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with iman may Allah take us with iman And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect and complete iman. My beloved brothers, the objective of our life is the happiness of Allah. Our every day, our every night, our making fikr every day, our moving every day, our living, is for that point when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah will be happy with us. Respected brothers, ulama explained that when Allah is happy with a person and Allah tells the malaika that, O malaika, Then go and fetch my slave, my beloved from the world. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 500 angels and those angels will come. My beloved brothers with cloth soaked in the fragrances of Jannat and put it under his nose and take out his ruh in such a beautiful way. Ulama say like how you take out hair from dough. Allah will take out this person's ruh and as it will be going up, 70,000 malaika will be welcoming them, all of them with gifts in their hands. And respected brothers, when they will come in front of Allah, putting the head in front of Allah. Yeah, so respected brothers, Allah give us this. Allah make our last part of our life the best. A sahabi praised Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very beautifully. And in the end of his dua, he said that, Oh Allah, make the last part of my life the best part of my life. And make the last amal of my life the best amal of my life. And make the most beautiful, that Allah make the last part of my life the best part of my life. The last amal of my life, the best amal of my life. And the most beautiful day of my life, the day I meet you. So every day each one of us are coming closer and closer and closer towards Allah. And as we are coming closer to Allah, respected brothers, Shaitan is putting more and more and more desires in our heart to do this, to go here, to do this, always distracting us. Away from the objective of our life, the maqsad of our life, and that is to obey Allah, to recognize Allah. That Allah is giving us everything, every day. So many people slept last night, they never woke up this morning. So many people will sleep tonight, they won't wake up tomorrow also. So many of us got so many desires in our heart that we are going to go here, we are going to do this. We don't know today might be the last day of our life. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says on this effect that a person should make his salah like the last salah of his life. So every day when we wake up, we should think to ourselves, am I ready to meet Allah? Am I ready? Have I made enough preparation? If you are ready, no problem. But if you are not ready, we have to make preparation. And when do I have to do it? So every day, yesterday that went past will never return in our life. No matter how much money we give, what we do, it will never ever come back. Like how a businessman every day he takes stock, you know, how much profit, how much loss, how much profit, how much loss. So each one of us, every day we have to have this worry in our heart. And we have to recognize this Allah, this Allah has given us everything. How much shukr we have to make for all the ni'mats. Allah woke us up this morning, Allah made us, give us tawfiq to put our head in sajda. One person we went to meet, he had some problem with urinating. So every time he needed to urinate, they used to put a machine on him and it just cost him 50 or 100 rand just to go and urinate. The brothers say when we met him, he started crying. He said, today I understand the value of putting my head in sajda. We went to meet one brother in Gajda the other day. He met in an accident. He was sitting in a wheelchair. We just walked in a room. He said, brothers, I only understand the value of my feet after Allah took it away. So respected brothers, it shouldn't be that we understand the value of this life the day we lose it. When we will go in Qabr and we will beg Allah, Oh Allah, send me back to dunya. Send me back so I can make a little bit more effort. Allah won't say no, Allah will say never. So every day we have to make shukr. One has shukr for the ni'mats of dunya. But more than this, every day, Allah, you gave me shukr to wake up with iman. Allah, you gave me shukr to take your name. Allah, you gave me shukr to make sajda. Allah, you gave me shukr to open your kalam, to read your kalam. You gave me shukr to take your name. Respected brothers, there are thousands of millions of people in the world who don't even know Allah. A person who makes subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allah say, I will give you a reward more than the earth and the heavens. A person who reads Subhanallah wa bihamdi 100 times every day, Allah will give him 1,000 rewards every day. Who can make more than 1,000 such every day? A person who reads La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ahadan samadan lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. 2 million rewards Allah gives him. But we are not thinking like this. That every day I made this, I done this. How much I made? When we will go in Qabr, we will wish that every second of our life, a person on entering Jannat is the most beautiful place. There can be no regrets in Jannat. The only regret we'll have in Jannat is the time we spent in this world without the remembrance of Allah. So every day we are coming closer and closer and closer. And whatever we leave behind, whatever effort we are making in dunya does not belong to us. Nothing is ours. Man is toiling from morning to night in the same worry and the same fikr for that which Allah has promised. And for that thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we have to make effort for, and if we will give more and more, Allah will open up the doors of hidayat. That we are thinking, must we give, mustn't I give, must I go for 3 days, must I go for 4 months, must I go for 40 days? Respected brothers, like how our heart is moving towards dunya, it has to start moving for deen. There is no time to think that how my dunya will become and how respected, but every day we have to think how my akhirat will be, how much investments have I sent to akhirat. That's why in Fazail al-Sadaqat it comes that make effort in dunya as long as you're going to stay in dunya. And make effort for akhirat as long as you're going to stay in akhirat. Allah gave us the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu understood the maqsad all the time. Umar radiallahu anhu, when all the big people were coming, his wife told him that, his daughter told him, oh father, why don't you change your clothes? Why these people are coming? He said, oh my beloved daughter, what was the bedding of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was the food of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was his life? How can I leave that road? There were only 2 roads, the road of Abu Bakr and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I go in any other road, I will be destroyed. So respected brothers, there is no other way for us. Every day, my morning, my night, how my Nabi spent his night, how my Nabi spent his day, how my Nabi loved people, how my Nabi treated children, how my Nabi treated his wives. So when we'll come on to this, then the whole of deen will come in our life. Allah doesn't want portions of deen. Allah wants the whole of deen to come in our life. And the whole of deen was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that yaqeen in our heart, which Allah requires from us. At the time of maut, there's going to be nothing. What is in our heart is going to be squeezed out from our mouth. At the time of death in Qabr, what is in our heart? That's why Allah says that the hearts are blind in Quran. Allah doesn't say the eyes are blind. Because Allah is looking at his heart. A man is in namaz, his heart is in his shop. A man is in front of Baytullah, his heart is somewhere else. Sometime a man is in a shop, his heart is in a masjid. So Allah is looking at his heart. We're moving in a path of Allah, Allah is looking at our heart. We're reading Quran where our heart is. We're making dhikr where our heart is. How was Sahaba? They read one ayat of Quran, respected brothers, and they fell unconscious. Today our whole deen has just become, I never done with TikTok and we finish. So how we can make effort, everything, our salah to make it correctly, our life to bring it correctly, our dealings to bring it correctly. Everything in our life, look at the way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was with his family, he walked in the house, Aisha radhiyallahu anha said, we couldn't understand what a father he was, what a husband he was. But when the azan for salat went, it was as if we never knew him. Because the command of Allah changed. So at every moment to recognize the command of Allah. What Allah wants from me at this time? Every day we are coming, respected, closer and closer and closer. And maut is so far away from our mind. A man is in sajda, is not thinking of anything. He's not thinking about Qabr, he's not thinking about Allah also. So for this, respected brothers, Allah brings us out, we come in this environment. The istimas are coming. This whole istima and the whole effort is just for a man to recognize Allah. If a man got Allah, he got everything. If a man don't have Allah, he has nothing. He can have everything in dunya, but he is a poor man. And a man who got nothing in dunya, but he has Allah, he is a rich man. Because Allah's treasures are his. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there's a piece of flesh in the body. If this flesh is correct, all the amals from this body will become correct. He said, this is the heart. So Allah is looking at his heart all the time. Every day tests come, imtihan come, this come, didn't come. Like last night we heard in a program from our elders, that Allah is testing us, that whole training, the whole effort of iman, is for that time at death. What's going to come out from here? When we in Kabar, what's going to happen? When we standing in front of Allah, what's going to happen? Like how our dunya is clear in front of us every day. Akhirat was clearer than our dunya in front of the eyes of Sahaba. That's why Haritha radiallahu anhu, Nabi Sassim, oh my Haritha, how did you wake up today? He said, oh Nabi of Allah, I woke up in a state of perfect and complete iman. He said, oh Haritha, for everything there's a truth. What's the truth of your statement? He said, oh Nabi of Allah, it's as if I'm seeing the arch of Allah in front of me. Oh Nabi of Allah, it's as if I'm seeing the people in Jannat enjoying themselves and the people in Jahannam suffering. So respected brothers, this was Sahaba. They read Salat, two rakats, he came, his wife said, just two rakats I want to read, he told his wife. Whole night in namaz, he made salam at the time of Fajr. His wife told him, don't you know I was waiting? He said, oh my wife, when I made Allahu Akbar, I was walking in the gardens of Jannat. So respected brothers, this has to become our life. Every day it is moving and making effort. Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib said now, in one jor in India, he said, imagine if a man opens a shop, and he got a need to help the whole mankind. And he sells everything. He's giving it half price, and he's giving it cost price, and he's giving it free. But he says he's not worried about himself. Everybody is helping. He says today this condition has become ours. How we can help ourselves? How does deen can come into my life? Every day, how is my dealings with people? Respected brothers, in Fazail-e Sadaqat, there's a story, you know, of two very poor people, an old couple, they had a goat, you know, and it was the time of, the goat also was so weak and couldn't even give proper milk. And the time of Qurbani came, so the husband told the wife that let's slaughter our goat, it's Qurbani. He said, we don't have to do it because we are in such a condition, so we don't have to make Qurbani in this condition. So the husband agreed. After a little while, the guest of Allah came. So the wife told the husband, now we have to fulfill the command of Allah. We have to slaughter this thing and entertain the guest. So the husband was cutting the goat on the one side of the house, and the wife is seeing a goat on the other side of the house. Say, but my husband has taken this goat. How come it is here? When she went to see, he slaughtered the goat. Allah replaced this goat with another goat. And this goat, respected brothers, when they used to milk it, Allah used to give milk and honey from the udders of this goat. So Allah replaced that, when fulfilling the command of Allah, Allah replaced them with that. But more than this, ulama explain that the wife told the children that, oh my children, as long as your hearts are pure, Allah will continue this ni'mat. When your heart becomes impure, Allah will remove this ni'mat from you. So every day these ni'mat Allah has given us. We are only thinking dunya is ni'mat. We are only thinking that my money, my burger, my shop, my house. Respected brothers, the greatest ni'mat is deen, the greatest ni'mat is iman, the greatest ni'mat is the kalima, and the greatest ni'mat is this work Allah has given us. This effort Allah has given us to take the whole of mankind out of the darkness of dunya and put them into the light of akhirat. Like Rabi ibn Amir radiallahu anhu told Rustam that we haven't come, we have been sent by Allah to take you out from all these things, all this, to put you into the slavery of this one Allah. Respected brothers, Jamaats are coming to our country, we are meeting Jamaats. Wallah, we don't understand what Qurbani people are giving, what sacrifice people are giving, what they are selling, how much they are leaving, just to give for Allah. How happy Allah will be. How happy Allah must be. And how these people are leaving the world, how people will leave the world. How they are giving sacrifice. So respected brothers, you know our one alim last year, he went with one jamaat from Riyadh. So he was giving us a kalgozari. He said that a brother from Riyadh, mashallah, he spent 1 week with them. So the brother from Riyadh told him that, Maulana, must I tell you my kalgozari? So he said, yeah, please tell me. So the brother from Riyadh said, say, Maulana, you know, a few years ago I was a young person. He said, our life was only in darkness, only in woman, and all mixed up things in Riyadh. So he said our whole day and night was only in all those things. So he said one night, 2 o'clock in the morning, we were driving on a highway. And as we were driving, he said, we see one old man with a beard stuck on the side of the road. So I told my friend in the car, let's stop and help this person. So that night we all were mixed up in our mind. Also my friend is telling me, you know, don't stop for these people. They'll tell you about Jannat and all. We don't want to listen to all those things. So this brother is telling his friend, no, we have to, how can we leave this man? So in any case, he stopped the car. His friend said, I refuse to get out of the car. I won't come help this person. So this brother got out. He said, I went there. He said, I told uncle, what's happening? So he said, we tried to get his car fixed up. We couldn't get it sorted out. So the uncle, that old person, told him that, look, just drop me in the center of Riyadh, you know. I need to go someplace, then we'll sort the car out later. So this brother agreed to it. So he took the old man to the car. His friend started arguing with him. He said, I told you, don't talk to this man. Now you see he wants to come in a car with us. He said, I refuse to sit in a car with this man. So he said, I had a fight with my friend. I told him, look, you either get out of the car and let this man come in, or you sit with us and we carry on. So he jumped out of the car. He said, I left my friend on the highway. I put the old man in a car and I took him to Riyadh. He said, we are going in Riyadh. Now I'm thinking this man, he don't even know where his house is. He said, no, maybe here, maybe there, maybe here. Finally, he said, no, that's the house. So they stopped at the house. When they came there and they knocked on the door, they opened the door. His brother, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Seen some in Tahajjud, some reading Quran, some in Dhikr. So he didn't know what was happening. So this old man actually was going to join his 3-day Jamaat. Because in Riyadh, the work operates from the homes. So he told his boy, come inside the house. So when the brother came inside, he said, he sat down there, he fell fast asleep. The Adhan for Fajr went. They read Fajr Salat. After Fajr Salat, his brother spoke something about Allah and Akhirat. He said, in that whole bayanam, listen, I fell fast asleep again. He said, they woke me up, they gave me a little breakfast. The brother told me, look, you can carry on, Allah reward you, you help me. He said, no, I want to come with you. What are you all doing? I want to join you all. So he said, no, you know, we're going to Umrah now. He said, I'm coming with you for Umrah. So he said, okay, no problem, but go tell your parents. He said, my parents don't worry about me, man. Yeah, I'm just doing what I want to do. So in any case, they took him for Umrah. They went for Umrah. He's checking them, they're doing that, they're talking with everyone, moving here, moving there. So after Umrah, they told him, okay, we finish Umrah, you can go back. He said, no, I'm carrying on with you. Where are you all going? He said, no, I'm going to Madinah Munawara. So he said, he went with them to Madinah. When they reached Medina, Allah started turning his heart. He said, no, these people, they are doing something. They are going, they are meeting, they are making fikr, they are making worry. Allah is changing, turning his heart. Finally, Allah turned his heart. In the last few programs, he started giving his name for 4 months. He said, now I have to go for this 4 months to learn this work. What is this thing? So he came home, he told his parents, I'm going to India, Pakistan for 4 months. Father told him, are you crazy in your mind? We are Arabs, we don't go to these places to learn. He said, no, I'm just going. So he never listened his whole life to his parents. He said, why must I listen to them now? He booked the ticket and he went. When he came back from 4 months, we have to listen to our parents, my beloved brothers. So he said, when he came back from the 4 months, he said his father, his brother and brother-in-law were waiting for him at the airport. His brother was a major, one person in the military, you know. So his father grabbed him, he said, oh my son, if you don't leave this, what you're doing, we're taking you straight to the prison. He said, you know, when you come back from arriving, you're like flying, you know, they can send you to the moon also, you're ready to go. You know? So they told him, he said, no problem, take me. In a car, they're giving him, his father is shouting him. He said, if you don't stop this, what you're doing, we'll get you killed in the prison. He said, do what you want. When they came to the prison, Allah put a little rum in his father's heart. He said, we won't put you in a prison, but from today, you're not my son. I don't want to know you. And you don't know us. He said, for 2 years, I made effort, and I ran, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried. I never left this work. I never left this work. He said, after 2 years, my father phoned me. He told me, oh, my son, come back home. He said, when he came back home, they were so happy. He said, I gathered all my family. I said, let's go to our village outside of Riyadh. He said, they went to the village. In the village, I collected all my family, all the youngsters and all the elderly people. He said, my grandfather was blind, he was over 80 years old. He said, he came to the gathering. He said, I started giving targhib and telling them the maqsad of our life. He said, as I'm talking, my grandfather is crying. And he's crying and he's saying, sadaqta, sadaqta, they spoke the truth. So he said, I stopped the program and I said, oh, my grandfather, what are you saying? He said, oh my grandson, 40 years ago, we were standing in the street in Riyadh, me and my friends. There were some people walking with some bags on their back. He said, they came to us, and they started talking to us. My friends got angry, they walked away. I listened for a little while. Then I say, brothers, where are you all going? He say, no, we're going to that masjid. He say, you're walking there. He say, are we walking? He say, come, I give you a lift. He say, I put them in a car. I took them to the masjid. They told us, brother, it was the evening time. They say, come with us. Just spend a little bit of time. He say, he went in the masjid. After Isha, they told him, look, sleep the night with us. He say, I agreed. He say, whole night these people never sleep. They're only crying and crying and crying. He said, no, what happened to these people? They're just crying. He say, next morning, I told him, okay, Islam, I'm going now. So now, Misab, you know, the Jamaat brothers, they don't leave you. They say, please, one more day. He say, bye, I gave you my arm now. Don't take everything. So the Amisab, he say, he hugged me. And he cried. He say, oh my brother, last night we cried for you. Inshallah, if Allah don't take you, Allah will take somebody from your generation in the path and accept him for the effort of Rasulullah. He say, 40 years later, Allah took me in the path of Allah. So that's not a small work Allah gave us. We think in this little gush we're doing and we're meeting here and we're meeting there. We don't know whose life Allah is changing. And the first promise Allah said, I will change your life. I will bring deen in your life. I will make you my beloved. I will make you my accepted slave. Our Jamaat came from Kyrgyzstan now. Doctor was explaining, he said they went to one place in Kyrgyzstan, it is minus, I don't know, 5 or 6, freezing cold. He said there was a Jamaat there. All these people ran away from Russia because of the torture and the difficulty for going in a part of Allah. He said each brother in the Jamaat, minimum they spend 2.5 years in prison just for doing umumi ghasht. In the whole Jamaat. And doctor said, what the brother told him? He said, doctor, we are ready to go back to Russia and we are ready to do ghasht again and they can lock us up for our whole life, but we will never leave the work that Allah sent us for. Our Jamaat was in Turkey last year. We stayed in a brother's house from Syria. This brother told us, in the period of the war, when there was no food, he said, Allah never, ever, ever make any person experience the hunger that we felt. He said, our stomach became like first. For months there was no food. He said, then we understood what the Nabi of Allah felt in the Medan moving with no food in his belly. He said, our Jamaat, he said, but in all this condition, we never left our amal. We never left our ghasht. We never left our 3 days. He said, 3 days, one time we were out in the path of Allah, for 3 days, no food. He said, some person gave us a handful of rice with some insects inside. He said, as if the person gave us a bar of gold. He said, we boiled it and we ate it. And that was the first thing that went in our stomach after 3 days. He said, we went to one town. He said, a Jamaat was moving for 40 days. He said, one lady had little bit of flour. There was no food. There was nothing. She said, she made small little rotis and gave it to the guests. She said, you know, this is the most valuable commodity in this whole country. But you are the guest of Allah and I will feed you with it. He said, one Jamaat was moving for 40 days. Respected brothers, he say, every day in the 40 days, Allah used to send roti to the house. He say, it was impossible that this could have happened. But because you are out in the path of Allah, Allah done this. So respected brothers, the yakin of this, that Allah's help is with us, Allah's madad is with us, when we'll move in the path of Allah and make sacrifice and go again and again and again. And Allah is looking at our heart, respected brothers, you know. Sometimes we are there, but sometimes we are out. Sometimes we are out, sometimes we are there. So all the time we have to check. What my Allah wants? Abdul Wahab Sahab came a few years ago. Allah fall his cover with Noor. Every day in the whole trip he made in our country, there were only 2 things he was saying. One, every day he was saying we should make Toba to Allah. That, oh Allah, we have not understood who we are. That we are ummatis of Rasulullah. And the second thing, all the time he was saying this, ask Allah every day, oh Allah, you happy with me? I'm reading Quran, you happy? How I'm reading Quran? Ya Allah, I'm reading Salat. And Ya Allah, this work I'm doing, are you happy how I'm doing it? Ya Allah, if you're not happy, show me how to make you happy. Because the whole world can be happy with us. But if Allah is unhappy, we're in destruction. And if the whole world is angry with us, but if Allah is pleased with us, we are sorted out. In this world, in Qabr, in Akhirat, forever and ever. So for us respected brothers, all of us have to make a niyat. Allah don't want 4 months from us and 40 days and 3 days. Allah says in Quran, in Allah ashtara min al-mu'minin anfusahum amalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. Allah said, Ahmad Khan Sahib say, to give health, wealth and time is easy. To give our dil and dimag, our heart is difficult. Allah wants our heart. Allah wants everything from us. But Allah won't take it. Allah knows we're weak men. But we have to make a niyat. Our istima is coming. We just make a niyat in our heart. Our istima happened in Azadwal a few years ago. So after a few days, after 2 or 3 weeks, the jamaat started returning. We had cash from the istima. So one Ethiopian brother came to the markaz and they were taking Kalguzari. So they asked him his Kalguzari. So he told them, I'm an alim of deen. I studied ilm and I studied Quran. He said, I came to South Africa with a niyat for dunya. He said, I lost everything. I lost my Quran, I lost my ilm, I lost everything. So he said, one day I was in my shop. And he said, his brothers were going to the istima. He said, brother, just come with us to the istima, man. He said, what is this istima? He said, no, just come with us, you'll see what a beautiful gathering. They're talking about Qabr, Akhirat, Allah. So he said, I got ready, I came. He said, I sat in the first bayan in the istima. He said, I got a shock of my life. I started crying. I said, Allah, what I done to my life? He said, when they made the skill, I stood up, I said, I'm ready to go. He said, I'm out in the path of Allah. He said, I made a niyat, I won't go home till I finish my 4 months. And I made a niyat that all the time I lost for dunya, I will make it up to bring my deen back into my life and learn my Quran again and learn my deen again. So respected brothers, the ummah is waiting outside. We can't be sleeping. We have to be moving. All of us, we have to make a niyat from now till the istima. Our bearings have to be out. We have to be moving from town to town, person to person. We don't know whose heart Allah will change. So inshallah, we all make niyat inshallah. But first inshallah, brothers, we haven't spent 4 months. We make a niyat to go for 4 months in the path of Allah. To learn the objective of my life. What Allah wants from me. How to love my life. How to prepare myself for my meeting with Allah. So Allah can become happy. So who makes niyat inshallah? 4 months, 40 days. Who makes niyat inshallah? MashaAllah. Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib inshallah. Allah accept inshallah.
Make intention. 4 months.
MashaAllah.